Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. Ngegama lika Jesu. Our scripture reading is in Joshua chapter 24, verse 28. It reads as follows in the NIV translation. Then Joshua sent people away, each to his own inheritance. Silbonge izwi kaNkulunkulu ekuseni. The verse we read discloses that these were Joshua's final years, and that he assignment uNkulunkulu amnikeza yona while he was still a young man. This assignment siyathola ukuthi has come to an end and uyifulufulile. Moreover, the time of his departure from this earth siyabona ukuthi ke manje usethumela izizwe, the tribes of Israel, after he has spoken to them, after he has advised them, after he had made another covenant, and makaqeda ke ubathumela back to the inheritance uNkulunkulu abanikeza yona. Mind you, furthermore, reading this part of a scripture, it takes us back to what Jesus proclaimed, good John 4, verse 34. Ukuthi His word, which is what my food is to do the will of him who sent me and finish this work. Hence, when he was on the cross, he declared, it is finished. So, Apostle Paul in his final years, when he told Timothy that he has fought a good fight, he had finished the race and kept his faith. Manje ikweshini yami nawe ekuseni kwanamhlanje ukuthi what are we going to say in our final days when we haven't started yet ukwenza uNkulunkulu lokho asibizele kona? Ngani ngoba ekuseni kwanamhlanje uma uJoshua dispersed the Israelites to go to occupy their inheritance that God gave them according to what he promised to their forefathers, Abraham, no Isaac, no Jacob. And we find a dilemma eba khona laphayana ku chapter 19 wakhona, as we are reading verse 47 wakhona ukuthi I dilemma ukuthi the Danites, a tribe of Dan, they never they were allotted the land which they could not possess, as you are going to read a land that they were given. Laphayana uma sifunda ku Joshua chapter 19, we are reading laphayana from verse 40. The Bible tells us lanukuthi the seventh lot came out to the tribes of Dan, clan by clan. The territory of the inheritance included Zora, Eshtolon, Ir Shimeh, Shala, Ajon, Idla, Elon, Timna, Ekron, Ziyabaleka, Zokubaleka, zaze zafika laphayana kuverse 46. Manje uverse 47 wakhona, this is the dilemma. Ukuthi lithi leli lizwi, but the Danites had difficulty taking possession of their territory. So they went up taking possession of their territory. Now the title of our message this morning, Bangwele, iti, failing to occupy. Failing to occupy. We know the question namhlanje to you and me. Have we started to engage ourselves to the assignment to Jesu Kristu asinikeza yona lapha ku Luke chapter 19 ku verse 13 lapho izwi likaNkuluNkulu lithi uJesu wathi occupy till I come. Have we started to occupy till he comes? Ngoba there are a lot of things, there are a lot of ways as occupy ngayo, siya occupy ngomkhuleko, siya occupy ngokuba involve ukuthi senze umsebenzi kaNkuluNkulu, siya occupy ngokulanda abantu ebumnyameni sibalethe ekhanyeni, siya occupy ngokumelana nezinto ezenzakalayo zobumnyama. But i question yethu namhlanje Ukuthi have we started to engage ourselves to do the assignment uJesu Kristu asinikeza yona. Ngani ngoba, njengoba nabo, they were allotted the inheritance. And the Bible tells us ukuthi bahluleka bona ukuthatha over what were given to them. Manje nathi we are called. Something is given to us. A mandate is given to us. An assignment is given to us. Bona, they occupied literally. Tina, we occupy spiritually. Manje ikweshi nuguti. Mina nawe, have you started to occupy till Jesus comes? Ngoba naba nabo. Izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela. Ukuthi kuverse 47 wakhona kachapter 19 kaJudges ithi, but the Danites had difficulty taking position of their territory. Manje umbuzo wami nawe ekuseni kwanamhlanje, what is it that makes us to be to have difficulty in taking or occupying until Jesus Christ comes? Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, when he fought the battle, sibheke ukuthi Judges chapter 10. Siyathola ukuthi uJoshua made it easy for them. He made it easy ngoba izwi kaNkulunkulu yasitshela ukuthi when he fought the battle with the Amorites at the valley of Ajon, that was the place ebabanikezwa wona ama-Danites. So kusho ukuthi bona bekungafanelanga ukuthi kube nzima ukuthi ba-occupy ngoba already there's something uNkulunkulu ayenza. Ngani? Ngoba siyakhumbula ukuthi uJoshua khona lapho wathi makelwa nama-Amorites ebona ilanga seleshona, he consulted God, emcela ukuthi Nkulunkulu stop the sun not to go down and the moon to stand still. And uNkulunkulu wawulalela lo mkhuleko, wawukwenza lokho. The sun stood still and the moon never moved. Ngani? Ngoba uNkulunkulu elalele umkhuleko wale ndawo abakwadenate abayinikeziwe as an inheritance. So we can ask ourselves, if uNkulunkulu wakwenza lokho kule ndawo abayinikezile, what was it difficult for them to occupy? Ngoba already they've paved the way for them. This is the very thing bangcwele uJesu asenzela yona esiphambanweni. Ukuthi uJesu Kristu siyakhumbula naye njengoba nabo lana uma bekhuleka uJoshua wathi liyenza ukuthi ilanga lime lingashoni nenyanga ime stand still, and uNkulunkulu wakwenza. Nakithi kwenzakele lokho bangcwele. Ngani? Ngoba siyakhumbula ukuthi uma uJesu Kristu esesiphambanweni, sikhumbula ukuthi lithi kwaNkulunkulu kwabamnyama emini. God took the time out of the equation. It became dark in the middle of the day. The curtain that was in the temple teared from the top to the bottom. Why from the top to the bottom? Lelo curtain is his belief. Okay, yi lelo curtain ekwa kuthi umpriest uma engena kuyingcwele kangcwele wayengena emva kwekhethinisi ayokwazi ukuthi as a priest akhulumele abantu bakaNkulunkulu ezonini zabo. Manje uNkulunkulu the way enze lula ngakhona ukuthi lelo khethini uma uJesu esesiphambaneni ladabuka ukuthi lisinikeza nathi access ukuthi singangena. And when we are learning from the Jewish people how they describe this, they describe the khethini ukuthi this is a khethini eyikhona in the heavens. The way by it describe ngakhona bona. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, sikhuluma ngokuthi failing to occupy. Nathi are we like the Danites who are failing to occupy lokho uJesu Kristu asitshela ukuthi lukwenze. Whereas most of us, we fit in the category of a servant on the parable la uJesu Kristu ayenza, the parable about the 10 miners. Elithis kaNkulunkulu, who instead of using the miner that the master gave them. That when that person he chose and he failed, intayenza he kept the minor azange ayisebenzise. And that was the reason ukuthi it led ukuthi he failed to occupy. Ujesu made this parable in order for us ukuthi asibonise ukuthi there are things ezenza ukuthi we may fail to occupy ngoba into esinikeziwe asifuni ukuyisebenzisa sine explanation yakhona engasiyiyo njengoba nalo ithema bedimanda umaster edimanda ukuthi babuyise lawo maminus emultiplyile yena wathi no ngikhiphithile ngoba wena master ngazi lokho ngawe. Manje furthermore, another reason that makes people to fail to occupy, it is sin. Isono siyenza ukuthi we fail to occupy ngani ngoba uma sifunda kwincwadi kama Judges chapter 13 izwi kaNkulunkulu lasitshela ukuthi the Israelites, it took them another 40 years. We are not talking about 40 years in the wilderness, but 40 years to delay them to occupy or their inheritance. Ngani ngoba ithe mabona uNkulunkulu allowed the Philistines to take over. And that made them to delay ukuthi bathole bathathe over inheritance yabo. And uNkulunkulu had to send an angel to Zora. Zora is one of their Danites in inheritance, as we have read Lapagu chapter 19 from verse 40. Zora was one of their inheritance. Lapo uNkulunkulu wathumela announce about the birth of Samson, who will stand with generation elandelayo. Ngoba the generation edlulile, it has failed. Base Zora abayindawo bamile lapho. And after 40 years, God had to raise another person who will stand for his generation to come and occupy. But now, in Judges chapter 14, when Samson was attracted by the Philistine, yentombazana yase Timna, he had no clue. Abazali bakhe had no clue. Ukuthi uNkulunkulu, I reason yalokho ukuthi uNkulunkulu iTimna was the place eyabo abayinikeziwe uNkulunkulu, but manje abakayithathi. So uNkulunkulu wenza ukuthi abone this girl yaseTimna ngani ayongena kuyo, njengoba silizwa izwi kaNkulunkulu lapha ku chapter 14 uverse 4 wakhona iyasitshela ukuthi Samson's parents did not know that this was from the Lord, who was seeking an occasion to confront the Philistine. For that time, they were ruling over Israel. But ruler u Israel, kwindawo uNkulunkulu abanikeze yona. And kwindawo seyilwele leyo ndawo uNkulunkulu walethingelo. Bona, they are settled eZora. They are enough abayindawo bemendaweni A1. Manje, let us read chapter 14, verse 5 wakhona. Elithi izwi kaNkulunkulu laphayana ku verse 5 ka chapter 14, khona kwincwadi yamajajisi. Lithi uma lifundeka leli lizwi. Samson went down to Timna together with his father and mother. As they approached the vineyards of Timna, suddenly a young lion came roaring towards him. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him in power, so that he tore the lion apart with his bare hands, as he might have torn a young goat. But he told neither his father nor his mother what he had done. Then he went down and talked with the woman and liked her. Sometime later, when he went back to marry her, he turned aside, look at the lion's carcass. In it was a swarm of bees and some honey, which he scooped out with his hands and ate and gave to some to the parents, and they too ate. But he did not tell them that he had taken the honey from the lion's carcass. Manje lapho sisabhekile ke bangcwele siyathola ukuthi another mistake ayenza waphuma endleleni waphuma kule ndlela ekufanele ukuthi aye kuyo njengoba nathi uma sibizele umsebenzi othile sometimes siyaphuma endleleni and this is causes us to fail to occupy waphuma endleleni moreover into ayenza a worse than other ukuthi aye to the carcass as a Nazarite. According to the word of God, we remember ukuthi iNazarite was not supposed, according to Numbers chapter 6, verse 6 to 7, a Nazarite was not supposed ukuthi abambe ikhakhasi, asondele kwisidumbu. Lize lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu lapho kuNumbers chapter 6. Lize lithi even the umzimba kamzali wakhe akufanelanga sindele kuwo and manje uSamson failed wafaila ukuthi abe obedient so manje izinto bangcwele that makes us to fail to occupy is because we don't hearken to the word of God we do it on our own way we violate the word of God manje iZora a place where the angel appeared to Manoah's wife is a sign of settling for less. The thing that makes sometimes us not us to fail to occupy, sometimes we settle for less. Umasithole into sibambelela kuyo asisa movie kanti uNkulunkulu has got more things for us. Ekseni kwanamhlanje again in verse 31 of chapter 16 we read that his family brought him back to Zora to be buried in the tombs of Manoah his father. This is very sad bangcwele. He was brought back kula waqala khona azange wahamba engazange enze into uNkulunkulu ambizele yona and sometimes we say uma ephethe those pillars elithi kaNkulunkulu uma emaduze nala maFilistina wabamba amaphila kwadilika itempele kwafa abaningi ukudlula ngesikhathi ephila manje kokukuhle but it's not what God has called him to do. They've called him to occupy ngoba noba sebefile labo there were others who are remaining and still occupying their inheritance manje ekseni kwanamhlanje ngithanda ukuthi masazi ukuthi nathi we've got an inheritance sesivala lapha kuncwadi yamaColossians ku chapter 1 uverse 10 to 12 lithi leli lizwi nalo lisitshela nge-inheritance yalo first kuma-Colossians chapter 1 from verse 10 to 12 lifundeka kanje lithi uthi umpostoli uPaul makababhalela uthi sicala lapho kuverse 11 lithi being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might so that we may have great endurance and patience and joyful, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of the light. Manje siyabona ukuthi lana uma ibabhalela baseKolose nayo wayikhuluma ngokushare in the kingdom of the light ngeinheritance uJesu asinikeza yona. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje izwi kaNkulunkulu lithi occupy till we come. But the topic yethu yanamhlanje it is failing to occupy. The question is to me and you, what is it that hinders us? What is it that delays us? What is it that makes us not to occupy until Jesus Christ comes? Namhlanje it's easy for us ukuhlala kwi television and look at all the soapies. Ukuthala ubone nabangcwele bavulela nalama film ama Nigeria umangale what is it that we are learning from those Ngani, they delay us to occupy till we come. There are people in our streets that needs Jesus. There are people in our street that are sick. There are young men who are depressed in our community that needs us to encourage them. This is to occupy till Jesus Christ comes. May God help us this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you to remind us this morning that you have given us a mandate to occupy till you come. Help us, empower us again, revive us once again, because you have given us power through the Holy Spirit to be able to do that. In the name of Jesus, amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.